Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. A real difficult area for science instruction, believe it or not, is in the area of homeschooling, because we truly are limited in a homeschooling environment, limited on some of the resources that are either unavailable to parents, difficult to get. Chemicals kind of come to mind if we're doing experiments with things that are typically sold to a school, or sometimes it's just a cost factor of having to have this kind of equipment for children in a homeschool environment. So one of the tips that I have for homeschooling parents is to go to the school, their local school, and to talk to the administrators in that local school about the possibility of being able to work with some of the teachers as they create some of these science experiences. So when students are doing exploration that requires, for example, the use of a microscope, instead of a family having to go out and to buy a microscope, and there are many different kinds of microscopes, but unfortunately, the really good microscopes are the ones that you need to be able to see cell walls and to see the dyed the stained wall there from the onion and the iodine. And many times it's as simple as just going to the school and telling them that you'd like to talk to them about the possibility of being able to combine some of these experiences and to participate in some of these things that the other kids are able to do. The real benefit, of course, with homeschooling is, in terms of science, is that you can take as much time as you want to allow children to wonder and discover and to explore. And so it really is important that there is a solid curriculum that's there. And for parents who don't feel comfortable teaching science, to make sure that they're going out to the community and finding resources to make those science experiences come alive. The thing that comes to mind are the science museums that are available and, of course, open to the public, and how open many of those are to homeschooling groups that want to, or clusters, as they come through and want to be able to tap into an expert. There's also scientists in the field in your local area that are more than happy to help out, and all you really have to do is ask. But again, from somebody who gets a number of requests to do these kinds of presentations over the years, I can tell you that the best homeschooling experiences that I've ever had are ones where the cluster is organized, where the students have had some background, and they've pulled together 20 or 30 kids in one of these learning clusters so that you truly can create an experience and make that time that you have with them as meaningful as possible. So wonderful opportunities out there for homeschooling parents. The trick is to be organized and to understand that you do have the information and the resources at your fingertips to make sure that science is an important part of their daily learning experience. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com, or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.